Well, earlier this week, we had the opportunity to go see Mercy, starring Chris Pratt and Rebecca Ferguson. The plot of this movie is that in the near future, according to IMDb, a detective stands on trial accused of murdering his wife. He has 90 minutes to prove his innocence to the advanced AI judge he once championed before it determines his fate. Okay. Let's analyze this little thing. We all went together. It was me and Zach and Mr. KVI, and Mike was there too. And as we always say, seeing a movie with Mike is half the fun because you get Mike's running commentary, and there was a lot of
it. And we did.
We 100% did during this screening of Mercy. Okay, here's what it is. It's basically Chris Pratt sitting in a chair for 90 minutes. Now, there are parts of this I very much enjoyed. There are parts of this that are ridiculous. So, in the near future, any type of technology they need to save the day is available. If you need it, it's available. And that was a problem for me because it was a little too convenient. Here's something else. I like Chris Pratt. I don't think he has the acting chops to carry a movie like this where it's 90 minutes in one chair. There was a movie called Phone Booth with Colin Farrell, him and Kiefer Sutherland, where he's literally trapped in a phone booth the whole movie. Colin Farrell actually pulled that off. One scene, just right there the whole time, pulled it off. There's a movie called Nick of Time with Johnny Depp, where it's on that per minute, every minute is a minute in the movie, like 24 kind of thing, and that worked great. There's something about this movie where the concept is interesting. It's an original idea. It's unique. I don't think Chris Pratt has the chops to pull it off. I don't want to watch Chris Pratt tied to a chair for that long because I just keep going, that's Chris Pratt. I don't think that's some other character. And I think that's the biggest problem with the movie. He tried. I mean, he's being serious and stuff, but he's still Chris Pratt. Also, there's a few other things in this movie that are going to set you off. Sorry for some of the spoilers, but one of his other Parks and Rec cast members, there was a reunion, you might say, on the show. And the place they decide to put this person is one of those things that takes you out of the movie and goes, Chris Pratt was on Parks and Rec. Like, takes you out of this very serious moment in the movie. That's bad casting. It's bad casting. Not that this person is badly cast, but because of how you know them, there were chuckles. People were laughing. Mike had a field day with that. People were laughing in the theater.
We're all smacking each other going, that's the guy.
So I'm not going to tell you who it is and ruin the surprise for you. But when you see it, if you're a Parks and Recs fan, you're going to go, I know who that is. All right. Rebecca Ferguson. She's good as the computer. I mean, playing a computer doesn't take much, but she has the acting chops to pull it off. That's fine. The action in it is interesting, but it's dizzying. It's in 3D. And for me, the problem
for
is...
For
no reason at all. In fact, it's a little nauseating. The guys were making fun of me because I go, are anybody else nauseous after that movie? And they're like, no, dude. I wonder what this thing is going to be like when your movie's in theaters for, what, 2-3 weeks and nobody has a 3D TV anymore, if they ever did. So this thing is going to be out of theaters with the quickness and at home. Why put all the money into the 3D technology, which you didn't need? I get what they're trying to do, but you really didn't need it. Now, I will give Mercy points for being original. I will give Mercy points for being unique and creative, which it was. So I hate to bash it this much, but the more and more I think about the movie, I think you have two problems. Casting, huge problem. The casting director did not do a good job. I know you want Chris Pratt to carry the movie because people want to go see Chris Pratt. You need somebody else in that chair. I don't know who, but you need somebody else with better acting chops. You need somebody young, too. So maybe there's just not that much talent in Hollywood anymore. Maybe Chris Pratt is the guy. I mean, I can't even think of somebody I would name with the acting chops who I would put in there instead of him who's young enough. Robert Downey Jr., too old. Harrison Ford, too old. Gene Hackman, dead.
I think a Jeremy Allen White could pull it off.
Maybe.
Put Bruce Springsteen in there.
Yeah, put in a Timothy Chalamet.
No, I didn't say Timothy Chalamet.
He cannot pull this off, not at all.
Chalamet?
Yeah, him. So that's my biggest problem with the movie is that because Chris Pratt's in it, yanks you out of it. The plot itself is a little ridiculous, but it is interesting. I was curious how it was going to end. Unique, yes, not well executed. And some of the parts that are meant to be serious because the technology is ridiculous in the movie, where, oh yeah, we've got bicycle cops and helicopters or whatever the hell it is now, these flying motorcycle things. Yeah, it just kept taking me out of the movie with the unrealistic nature of so many things in it. I'll give you another version of this movie, which I like better, Minority Report. Now, I had my issues with Minority Report the whole second half. I'm a little bored by. And this was an interesting twist on that concept. But I don't understand the 3D. And I really just, I know they're trying to get people to go to the theaters, and that's what this is about. But the casting, I think, was the biggest problem. And because it kept yanking you out of the movie, you weren't interested in seeing the movie. That's our review of Mercy. I will give Amazon/MGM/ all the different production companies that made this movie points for trying something unique, and I hope you continue to try, but just realize you can't just push something out with a unique idea and put people who can't pull it off there on screen because it yanks you out of the movie.